Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Bounce to the point. Cronwall's drive absorbed by Rask.
This is the flagship station of the Boston Bruins.
Hawkshock into the slot. Backhand. He scores!
Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He takes the step. Late pressure. A throw down the middle for Grock. Open. Plunges. Instant catch. Absorbs the contact. And pulls in the end zone for a touchdown. Patriots.
So why do you get the big boy back? And Brady, in the teeth of a blitz, Gronkowski finally going vertical. Look at him. That's what he needs to get the confidence going, man.
Brady took a shot right in the teeth.
98.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Dilly was on the phone, but then Nick had to leave the room.
Oh, man.
Dilly, if you're out there, call us back.
Well, she's, of course, got it together. And
you call us back, like, and she's like, picking up, like, the mixing bowl. And
yeah, I'm like, why are you not relying on her to stay on the line? I got to leave the room. I had to leave
again
the room.
Again with the Dilly.
Yes, that's right.
I don't understand what goes on where Nick has to leave the room.
I'm not Dilly.
His only job is to answer the phone.
Well, now
right. 12,000 times.
Well, now he's Master Twitch too. So.
Not yet.
Okay,
but he will be.
All right, good.
In fact, he should be on our side.
Master of the Twitch.
He got a promotion. But now I say, take it away. The man can't even babysit Dilly on the phone. Well, Manish Mehta is excellent at trolling Patriot fans. I enjoy it very much.
No one pees on the Patriots fan anthill. More than Manish Mehta.
He's unusually positive about the Jets this year, and he wrote an article, and the Daily News decided to put a cover-up that had Gronkowski, and he was the dead guy in Weekend with Bernie's.
He's Bernie Lomax, yes.
Right. Of course, Bernie Lomax.
Who does not immediately know the character's name? From Jonathan Silverman, Andrew McCarthy.
That's a multi-watch.
They made a sequel, by the way.
Oh, I'm aware of that. Yeah. It made a lot of money. So, and Belichick and Brady are holding up, right? So, and it was about how decrepit Gronkowski is and needs to show himself. Well, he scored a touchdown and he had three catches. And to that, I said Chris Herndon had almost an exact same stat line in that game.
However, and I'm sure that Manish will agree with me, the stuff that he did just to stay covered and his blocking ended up being, it was very effective.
These are all things that I say, blech.
All right, Manish, what kind of reaction?
Okay, from the Daily News,
Patriots fans have been fairly rational thinking, and I have a feeling that when they saw that article first come out, you received no response from the fans, right?
No, none whatsoever. I think they were on board that one of their favorite players over the last decade is toast.
So
I hate to break it to you, a lot of Patriots fans think the same thing. Not toast, but at least that he's obviously not what he used to be.
And this should be his last year playing football for his own good. I mean, if you like Gronkowski, you should hope he retires. I would agree with that. I mean, this doesn't, Manish. I mean, what you're saying is not. I mean, he's multiple back surgeries. He's had his elbow worked on a million times. Everything else. Did you see anything in that game Sunday that completely changed your mind about the future of Rob Gronkowski?
No, not at all. I think if Patriots fans are being honest with themselves, look, he made a really nice catch. He had a free release. Great job by the Jet defense, by the way. Nice job by him holding onto the ball after he got hit, after he caught it. But that play was really Tom Brady. That was an incredible pass. And if you watch the rest of the game, as a pass catcher, completely ineffective. He had one catch for 7 yards in the second half. Jamal Adams on back-to-back plays in the red zone blanketed him. Really probably should have had an interception on one of them in the end zone. But Gronk did a nice job breaking the ball up.
That's Brady's fault. Now to two of those like catches, I mean, you almost can't fault him for the amount of catches he had, because Brady on two of them, especially the one you're talking about, where he had to defend, I forget who it was on, Adams, I guess.
It was Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams.
Jets only a good player.
That was not Gronk's fault at all.
But the point is, it was just Adams on Gronk and no special attention was paid to him, correct?
Correct. And I think that is really the larger point when you look at Gronkowski this season. He doesn't run away from anybody. He's obviously a much slower. When you watch him even two or three years ago, after he had some surgeries on his resume, he was a much quicker player. He's never a burner, but he just looks clearly a few ticks slower than everybody else on the field. What you guys had just mentioned a few minutes ago, I think, is worth mentioning. His presence, however, does influence the game, and it clearly influenced the touchdown pass to Julian Edelman, because they had Gronk split out wide. Mo Claiborne was on him. Jamal Adams kind of leaned toward Claiborne to help out on Gronk, and that left Edelman wide open, you know, for the catch and run for the touchdown. So his presence does impact the game. I don't want to diminish that part of it, but clearly the question for Patriot fans, and more importantly, the Patriots coaches and players, is what kind of Gronk will you see week in and week out? Now, he had 3 weeks of rest for this game. He had 7 months of rest before the season opener and did really well against the Houston Texans, his best game clearly of the season. And then he had a couple catches in week six against the Chiefs, I believe. But can you rely on him week to week? And that has been the big question for this organization. That's a big question moving forward. How's he going to respond against Minnesota and then Miami, then Pittsburgh after that, and so on and so forth into the playoffs? I think that's been a source of frustration for Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. They don't know what kind of Gronk they're going to get week to week because of his health. And, you know, as you guys said, I'd be stunned if he was on this team next year. He's not going to be on the team for the $12 million cap hit that he's scheduled to take up, and I don't know if Gronk wants to take any kind of severe pay cut. You know, he didn't go into pro wrestling this year because he's making more money with the Patriots, and that clearly is not going to be the case next season. So, by the way, I buried the lead. They tried to trade Gronk to Detroit for a reason. I don't think he's going to be around after this season for this team.
Yeah, I'm surprised Detroit didn't jump on that bad idea. They seem to do everything else. All right, so, okay, you talk about, and he did. I mean, he did influence the way that the Jets played him. I underplayed yesterday how much double coverage there was on him, but Jamal Adams did do a great job on him when you had him. But, again, Jets only good player. But if I'm Minnesota and I'm looking at game planning and scheming, my defensive scheme, am I paying that much attention to Gronkowski at this point? Is he still going to influence defensive coordinators' minds and the amount of attention they give him the same way he did a couple years ago?
Well, you got to pay attention to him. Is it to the same degree? I'm not sure. You have to ask them or that. But if you give him a free release, and I thought the Jets made strategic mistakes really throughout that entire game, mainly against the run. But when it comes to Gronk, giving him a free release when you know he's already banged up doesn't make any sense. And if you just watch the touchdown catch that he had, what did he really do? He just kind of ran upfield for 25 yards, and Brady made a great catch. And the one thing you can say about Gronk on that particular play was that he's strong enough to hold on to the ball after he gets hit.
Yeah, how many tight ends can make that catch in the NFL? Like, I mean,
look, Kelsey can make that catch. Zach Ertz can make that catch. There might be a couple other guys, but not many. The point is that, it was a really good play. I don't want to diminish the importance of having Gronk for that play, but it's not as if he got away from a defender. It's not as if he made some kind of great move, but you give him credit. He scored a touchdown, but he did have 3 catches on 7 targets, and he had 50-some-odd yards. He was a non-factor after that touchdown catch. If you're going to be honest, as a pass catcher, he was a non-factor in that game after the touchdown catch.
Now, I heard that Rob Gronkowski reacted to the Weekend at Gronky's cover that you guys had. What did he say?
He said he did not see the back cover, but he heard that it was a wild weekend at his house. So, the vintage Gronk. I love Gronk, to be honest with you. Look, I'm not a Jet fan. I'm not a New Yorker. I don't have anything against Rob Gronkowski or Tom Brady. Actually, I have a lot of respect for Brady and Belichick. And Gronk, over the last decade, is one of the most easily likable players in the NFL. Unless you're a Patriot hater, if you're just, an unbiased or football fan, it's really hard not to like Gronk, and he's played a certain style that's going to get him into Canton, but that style has a short, not a short shelf life, but a probably shorter shelf life, and that's why, even though he's not even 30 yet, I think his, you know, his dominant days are over. But again, ultimately, you know, whenever he does decide to retire, I think 5 or so years after that, he'll be in the Hall of Fame, as he should be.
All right, Manish, settle something for us. We've had a debate here in the studio. Since you cover the New York Jets, if the Jets had the chance to do it over,
I know the answer.
Would they rather take Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield?
Well, they did not have an opportunity to take Baker Mayfield. He was off the board.
Understood. What I'm saying is that
suppose they had the number one pick.
Like, who would you think they would rather have?
Yeah, that's a great question. I can tell you with certainty there are some people in that building that would have taken Baker, some people that would have taken Sam. You know, technically, Mike Maccagnan has the final say in matters. That would have been a really an interesting question. I think that, you know, my gut tells me when push, you know, comes to shove in that hypothetical scenario, even though they love Sam Darnold and even though everyone seems to believe that he was number one on the board, I think that they would have taken Baker Mayfield.
Boom! And it would have been the right decision, wouldn't it?
No,
we don't know that. Look, each of these
Manish,
these one half of one season.
Yeah.
So I think both of them have extremely promising futures. Clearly, Baker Mayfield is playing really well now. But you know, it's not like Sam Darnold is Rob Gronkowski, right? But don't make him Bernie yet.
Yeah. So if you two obviously don't have the depth of knowledge about Manish that I have,
of course.
Manish, you love Darnold.
I do.
Not as much as Baker Mayfield, apparently.
No.
I think he's going to be an exceptional player. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not think Baker Mayfield was going to have this type of an impact in the league. And again, it's only one half of one season.
So again, Rich, I will say to you that if you asked Manish Mehta personally,
he said Baker Mayfield.
You would have taken
Sam Darnold. I think the Jets might have taken Darnold, but it would not have shocked me if given the choice they would have.
Fine. Who would you rather have as quarterback? If you could make a switch right now, Freaky Friday, boom, would you keep Sam Darnold?
He already answered that.
Mm-hmm.
For the next decade, I would go with Sam Darnold.
You're changing because Fred bullied you into it.
No. He just said he thinks the Jets might have taken Mayfield, but he personally likes Darnold. My question is, can you imagine Mayfield's personality in New York?
No.
Look, if it's combustible, I think that would have been... I know that the Jets weren't really concerned about that. I would have personally been concerned about that just because of he's got a hard edge to him, and you know that can rub some people the wrong
way. Whose temperament is better for New York, Sam Darnold's or Baker Mayfield?
Sam Darnold.
That's true.
Now,
there is one more important question, and there's another debate we've been having. Is Baker Mayfield a douche?
Yes.
Next question.
Fred thinks he is. I think he's borderline, but I like him too much.
There's a picture of him with his shirt off in front of a Rolls Royce with a Bengal tiger.
He's a good quarterback, but he is. Come on.
All right. Well, I'm with Manish. I think in 10 years we'll be seeing the name of Sam Darnold and that Baker Mayfield will be an afterthought. We've seen this happen many, many times before. I'll give you the case of James Winston, and we can move on from there. But Manish, they don't read you. I read you. You're hot on Sam Darnold. In fact, you're the most positive person covering the Jets right now, I must say.
I'm on an island out here.
What's there to be positive about? I'm being serious. Right now with the Jets.
Look, that's a fair question. You guys touched on Jamal Adams. He is their best player. They're hopeful that Sam Darnold ultimately becomes their best player. But I believe there'll be a coaching change in 5 weeks, and we'll see what kind of direction the organization goes from there.
Yeah, they got to get an offensive mind to work with Darnold, or the whole thing doesn't matter. All right, Manish, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right, always a good time with Manish Mehta. Tell me what Manish thinks about Sammy D.
Here we go. Please.
Have you had drinks with the man? I don't think so.
The only one of the few people I follow, Toucher and Rich.
Uh-huh.
And Manish Mehta, basically.
Well, just reading the responses to Manish Mehta,
the entertainment for Manish alone is worth it.
And Patriots fans who get it, they think it's funny because they know it's all right. Here we go. Here goes.
Yeah, well,
Manish.
What percentage of Patriots fans get it?
Not
30, 20?
A little bit more than they used to, but it's still pretty low.
The lunacy of Patriot fans seems to have
or the vocal Patriots, right? It has ebbed a little bit.
Yeah,
it has, but I will say this: that weekend at Gronky's Photoshop, it's going to be tough to top. That was one of the more brilliant, and the way that just Belichick's face in the Hawaiian shirt is just propping him up. I mean, God bless him. Because he had nothing else to really talk about. But, you knew that it was going to be, you know, they were going to lose.
But I agree with Manish. I watched that game, and everyone was excited about Gronkowski, and I'm like, I don't see it.
I think he was more effective than people are giving him credit for. And I'm telling you.
Not effective.
Okay, see, two touchdowns were, you can put credit towards Rob Gronkowski. The one that he caught and the Julian Edelman one. He's exactly right. The way he had the double coverage during that, it kept people away from Edelman, kept him wide open.
It was his presence, but it wasn't anything that he did.
Well, I mean, it's because he's Rob Gronkowski,
the
and he's out
point,
there, that kept
the bigger
more
point
attention
is,
on him.
He's got the big cap hit next year, and
oh,
can
he's
you pay
not 12? Be on the team. We all agree
on
that.
I understand that, but then the battle is, what's the price? What is the price
not
on a guy like that?
He's not going to play football.
He's not an 87-catch, 1,200-yard, 15-touchdown guy.
No, he's slow and can get the ball taken out of his hands.
Obviously, it's not $12 million. They're going to revisit this once the season's over. Then the question is, A, does he want to play, and B, how much will he play for?
Okay, the first play that he got the ball thrown to him and Jamal Adams knocked it loose, that was not grunt. That doesn't happen 2 years ago.
Are you talking about the one end zone?
No,
that's Brady's
specific
fault.
I thought was Brady's fault.
That one was
no,
bad, too.
This is, if you guys just watched the
first
game,
catch, the I, first
no,
one
not
to him.
Catch, dummy.
No, first ball to him that Brady hung him out to dry. Didn't hit him right away. He was open. He threw the ball late, and he threw the ball while the defensive back got
about.
There. I know
right.
exactly what you're talking
I actually
about.
Watched,
that was
crazy.
Brady's fault.
I actually watched a highlight reel of all of his attempted passes yesterday, and I'm not kidding you, and like three of them were Brady's fault.
All right, well, I'm telling you.
One was Brady's
when Gronkowski
fault.
Was special, he holds on to that ball. If Brady makes that slight mistake and it gets there a little late and Jamal Adams, a smaller safety, hits him, he hangs on to that
ball.
Oh,
he's lost a step, of course. Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
But he's still...
I'll give you this. His presence on the field opens things up a bit, but what he's physically doing in the receiving game is not spectacular in any way, shape, or form. He's not the best tight end in football anymore. He's just not. All right. Well,
healthy sports debate, Fred.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Healthy.
You're telling me what I don't know about Manish.
By the way, is Mike in the other room? Did Mike find that thing? Do you know? Did Mike find that thing? All right.
Well, I don't know what that is.
All right. Apparently, there was something special yesterday.
Oh. Another one. All right. we'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Troy, go ahead, sir.
You know, I got to hear about the Gronk stuff from family members because they're Patriots haters, and I think I'm going to get in the car and not have to listen to it. Now I got to listen to it. Listen, are people surprised that a 250-plus pound guy has lost a step over the last 10 years? You show me a player that big that hasn't lost a step, and I'm going to show you somebody who's not in the thick of it every single play. It's ridiculous to think that he should be as quick as he was, as fast as he was, as agile as he was, as aggressive as he was. Well, he was in his first couple seasons. I mean, this is a guy who, yeah, he's been injured, but he's also huge. He's a monster. And he's always in the thick of the play. He's right at the line of scrimmage most plays. I mean, give him a break, man. He's out there, you know, just like Rich said, Tom overthrew him on a couple of those. You know what I mean? Even that one down the middle, Tom threw a nice ball. But, I mean, come on, he still had to adjust and make that play. I mean, give me a break. Tom is, I don't want to say Tom's losing a step, but these guys are getting old. They're seasoned guys. I mean, give them a break. They're not going to be as crisp as they were 10 years ago.
It's not
the way it works.
I think we all agree.
It's not that. It's the comparison to what Gronk has been in the past, and it's not startling, but unsettling to see it
how quickly
now.
It dropped off.
Yeah, and Troy,
there is a clear difference, Troy, from last year to this year. You will admit that.
There's no doubt he's older. He's been injured a ton.
He's had one touchdown before this past game.
That was game one of the season.
And that was game one.
And he had 3 weeks of rest before this game.
Troy, we all agree. I mean, the one thing it sounds like even you agree on, you know, he's getting older. He's big. I don't know how much more the body can take. But the worst thing is that for the amount of money that the Patriots are going to have to pay him next year, I mean, I think that most people agree who are around the team, that's going to be tough to justify salary.
They're not going to give him that salary. Well, he's not going to play football next year.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I wonder really just how out he'll be. Or how about this? He loves playing for Tom Brady. He feels lost if he's not playing a sport, if he's not playing football. Let's say that's the case. Gronk's one of those guys. I could see him taking a pay cut to stay with the Patriots.
I can't see that in a trillion years, that he's going to sacrifice his body that's already getting all banged up and he's going to have problems for the rest of his life, that he's going to just to say that he caught passes from Tom Brady.
No, I think there's a pretty good chance that he is so into football and loves it so much and would be because he still has a lot to offer.
Okay,
he does, for a lower price.
I will bet you $1,000 that he doesn't play for the Patriots next season. I will bet you $1,000.
Well, listen, that may be the case. However,
I don't think he's someone who needs football to survive. He's not Brady. I think.
Then what you're saying is that he's not going to play at all next season.
Right, because he's not going to play for the Patriots and no one's going to offer him any money.
I just, you know what? There's part of me that thinks, and you know what, Fred? It's 50-50. He could retire, but I do believe there's a chance.
He's not going to take less money. He's already.
Now, that I do think he would take less money.
There's not a chance he'd take less money. He's pissed about this contract.
It's different because he's going to realize his numbers are down. It's either, here's what's going to be. We're going to release you. Or you're going to take less money.
And I would say, release me. I have enough money to live on for the rest of my life. Plus, I have a future outside of the game of football.
I think he loves the game too much.
What gives you that impression?
No, but
hang on a second. Like, what gives you the impression that he loves football that much?
Well, because he loves, I mean, just everything about the way he acts.
He didn't go to mini camp. He was at a motocross race before everything started. I mean, what makes you think he's involved in movies? He does a ton of commercials. What makes you think of all the players in the NFL that Rob Gronkowski is one of these guys that would take less money just to keep playing to hang on?
I just believe he will. I think he loves the game.
That's not an answer. Like, what about him specifically makes you think that? Because I can give you a million reasons why not. That counter that argument. A, the fact that no one was positive he was going to play this
because
year.
He's still effective. That's why, because he still has something left.
Okay, but I also have a chronic back and elbow injuries,
which he's had for years.
Yeah, but I was making $17 million. If they cut my number and I'm sacrificing my body, I'm not going to do it. I'm not positive he wants to play football. I'm not positive he wants to be playing football right now.
If you say somebody else might pick him up, is that your point? If he would stay with the Patriots.
I'm saying that he'd be willing to take a pay cut to stay here.
I think
in order to keep playing,
that's possible only because other teams have tape on him and see how much slower he is now as well. He's not going to make a lot of money somewhere else. He might make incrementally more because he's a name and you can sell him to the fans of your team, whoever it may be, Detroit, whatever. Or even Tennessee as a backup, you know.
But he feels
you can't sit, hang on. But he's not going to make a lot of money anywhere.
He feels that he has not made. We agree in this. He feels he's not made enough money, as much money as he deserves.
Yeah, but that's the truth.
Yeah,
up to this.
So
up to this
why
year,
would he give this team?
That.
No, he's not going to make enough money this year. He's got.
I
all
said
those
up
incentives.
To this year. You could argue that yeah, he has been wildly undervalued and underpaid.
Well, yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying. All right, so.
But this changes everything.
So what
this year changes everything.
But what, that's what kind of the point. What, if you've been upset at the organization for being underpaid, as we know he has, mm-hmm. for this long, why the hell would I take a pay cut?
Because Brady's still going to be here.
Yeah, but what is he, my, like, lover?
He said he only wants Tom Brady to throw me
exactly,
passes.
Exactly, which is why he's not going to play football next year. He didn't want to go to Detroit.
Would the Patriots be willing to pay him less? How about that?
Yeah. Oh, sure. At their number? Sure.
Yeah. Maybe.
Whatever number it is. I mean, okay, Gronk will pay you $3 million plus all the incentives you had last year.
Oh, yeah. $3 million.
Whatever. I mean, that's the way the Patriots do business.
I think they'll cut it in half.
Whatever. Six?
Yeah.
I can see six.
And if I'm him, I'm going, screw you. You underpaid me the entire time.
Fine.
I'm going to go off and live my life.
We'll offer you six plus whatever incentives.
How much money do you think that Gronkowski could make without playing football next year?
Well, we figured that out. Because remember, we did all the equations about WWE, and it wasn't as much as we thought it was going to be.
All right, but say how much could he make?
He'd probably make like $3 million.
Whatever the movie.
All right. So without movies? And endorsements. So you're making money plus endorsements.
Three, four.
Okay, so if I take $4 million and I get to save my body, or I take $6 million to have to go through training camp and go through rehabilitation.
Well, he's getting endorsements either way.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Is that am I willing to sacrifice, a couple million dollars, $3 million to save my body and not have to go through all the crap? You don't remember, it's not just Sundays. I mean,
he doesn't have to go through the preseason crap. We've learned that.
He
Gronk's
has to
different.
Keep his body in a condition to take that beating. I mean, he has to do things he wouldn't have to do if he, A, wrestled.
I just think there's an understanding that if they were to give him half of the salary that he's going to have now, that the understanding would be he's not going to play all the games like he hasn't, and there's going to be certain practices and things.
So you think this discussion has already been made?
I think that behind the scenes...
has already been had?
Absolutely.
Both okay.
Not with Gronk. Not with Gronk. I think behind the scenes, they've already planned for how do we handle this?
They've planned for 2020. I'll tell you this, is that I don't know Rob Gronkowski, but I've never been more confident in anything involving New England sports than I am that Gronkowski would not play for less money. That I can tell you. I don't think he wants to play football. I think that he is entirely too banged up. I think that he has a good people around him, a family that has benefited off of him in the Gronkowski name,
one,
and made it
one phone call from Brady changes it all.
Yeah, right.
Need you, bud.
Yeah,
I need you to come back. You saw that Tom versus Time where first thing Brady did was call Gronk after he didn't have a one day on the way home.
How many times do you think they saw each other this offseason?
Zero.
Yeah,
no, they don't hang out in Fiji together.
So don't give me the Brady connection.
No, Brady's going to call him.
Panama City,
wherever Panama City,
Gronk's
Florida. Gronk's in Ybor City, and Brady's in Morocco.
Destin, Florida. Hey, what's up?
I just don't see Gronkowski playing football next year, unless a team like the Jets or somebody stupid goes, because the Jets have like $100 million in cap space, and that's not a lot. Unless they go like, hey, let's pay him a ton of money, and then he goes, and he goes over there, and then he half-asses it and plays the two games. Because you're essentially paying him to play in
the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, you can't play him the last half of the season.
By the way, someone said if Gronk is playing in the NFL, his endorsement money would go way down. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
He's
at
too
all.
Big of a star.
No,
he's one of the like 2% of the guys who play in this league who is going to be a star even when it's over with.
Yeah. I mean, Shaquille O'Neal has the personality of a thumbtack, and he gets the general.
Which has commercials that are inexplicable, but nonetheless,
yeah,
gets paid for.
In general, when I was younger. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the stack?
All right, let's get to something. There's something special that happened yesterday on the air that we missed.
All right, it was. Yeah, I was texted the same thing. We'll find out what it is. Here's the headlines.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. The Stack is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. And let me tell you this. Be listening tomorrow at 7:30, 9:30 tomorrow morning for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium.
All right. So this is something that Fred and I are made aware of. I have not heard any of this. But I knew that there was something afoot because yesterday on Twitter, which is where all these things start, I saw a tweet from our good friend Sarge, you know, the great Mike Sarge Riley, who we've been hearing a lot from lately.
Aha!
And it was a tweet that said, thanks Andy Wong and Kowloon Saugus for providing lunch today. 98.5 of Sports Hub, the best. Hashtag Saugus Wings. And there is a picture that he tweeted out of outside of our studios, a huge spread that apparently the people from Kowloon had brought by. And then immediately after that, there was a response by Marshall Hook. And he put, are you even working, or do you just hang out at the studios waiting for Kowloon to show up? And Hardy just tweeted, I'm asking the exact same thing. So I guess that's where we'll pick this up. This is around, and this is the noon hour yesterday.
But I mean, his
not going to end well.
His boy's bringing in some chow.
That's right. You know, the king of the crew.
Like Sarge, it would be so disrespectful of Sarge not to give the Wong man, you know.
The Wong father.
Traffic from Newton isn't bad middays,
well,
right?
Listen, it doesn't matter. You mean Wong? You know, Andy Wong comes in and you give him the grand tour.
All right. So let's. This is. I have it, Fred. I have the first part. So this is the Zolak and Bertrand show in the noon hour yesterday.
The great Andy Wong from the Kowloon restaurant brought a big food drop to the studios.
Just brought people some food today.
I mean, it wasn't Tom Morgan or Jimmy Stewart that tweeted it out. It was Mike Sarge Riley.
Like he's like a PR guy for Andy.
I tweeted back like, what are you doing in studio? Can you last one day without taking your freaking picture with Andy Wong? And not that he didn't want, would he even drive it down?
Sarge
himself.
Just walked into the studio with his headphones like he's going on the air.
Now, John Vegas is on the air. Oh, he's online.
Online.
He's on hold.
He's and by
online.
The way, just so we have this all
Mark
clear.
Mark and I have requested that since he's in there kissing Kyle Loon's ass, you know, giving them the Sarge salute of the day.
Sarge salute.
The Sarge 80. Salute of the year, pal. Get it right.
Okay, listen. Big Jim Murray picked up the food, drove it in here. Sarge showed up, even though he's not working today.
For a free meal.
To take pictures and eat food. He's walking around saying, no charge from the Sarge. Like it's his restaurant that he just comped lunch. It's getting to the... I'm looking at you as I say this, Sarge. It's getting insufferable.
Hang on. So Big Jim Murray's the one who went and picked it up.
Oh, I don't get
it. Yet Sarge took credit for it?
Oh,
no.
Man. In fairness, if Sarge and Jimmy were not here, the relationship with Calhoun, I don't believe, would exist. And
oh, no, that is understood. So,
just because Jim Murray, that's like saying, hey, the bus driver that drove around Rush is the big star. No, the Calhoun is the star. Mm-hmm. And Calhoun is Rush, and right. Jimmy, and I'm getting there, and Jimmy and Sarge
are Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Okay, I understand that.
And then Andy Wong is Neil Peart. And so all Jimmy's doing,
Big Jim Murray.
All Big Jim Murray's doing is just hauling cattle.
However, what
he ain't
you
Jimmy
say,
Dean, what he's just the guy driving the truck.
What do you say, hey, this is great that Andy Wong hooked us up, but Sarge is taking credit. Sarge is saying when there's Sarge, there's no charge. That's what it sounded like to me.
Well, listen, if there's going to, in fairness to Sarge, if there's going to be, you know, his best friend's restaurant is going to bring in food, Sarge is going to come in and make sure that everyone gives the proper amount of respect to Andy Wong.
Okay, so apparently Sarge, once again, brought his headphones in, and this is him yesterday on the Zolak and Bertrand show.
John is in Vegas.
Hey,
what's up, John?
Hey, guys. I know I've...
What? So this is John from Vegas calling in. I did not crazy. Hear this. We were just discussing something like this. John from Vegas called in while Sarge is in studio.
Peacocking. Okay. After Hardy has already slammed him once.
I got that right? This is John in Vegas. I said John is in Vegas, right?
Yes,
this is him.
That's right.
Okay.
John is in Vegas.
Hey,
what's up, John?
Hey, guys.
He just said at WrestleCast 95.
God bless Sarge. Never fails to throw in a plug for somebody he's involved
in. That's why the man's a legend.
He will never starve. Well, that's because of all the free food he gets at Calhoun.
No charge for the Sarge. John is in Vegas.
Hey, WrestleCast.
What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I know I've pranked your show a number of times, but believe it or not, I come in peace and to extend the olive branch. I've been meeting with the Sarge Council, and they are planning on declaring formal war against your show.
Why?
Because it pisses you off, Beetle, to be honest.
Yeah, I love it.
It gets sort of annoying. Yeah, it does.
So there is a building storm. The waters are not safe, Beetle, and the council has given me two demands. If you guys can meet these two demands, there will be no war and there will be peace.
Okay, then what are the demands?
Typically don't negotiate with terrorists, but go ahead, John.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Sarge, chime
in here. This is not my show at all, nor do I have anything to do with it.
God bless John from Vegas. The storm's coming. Why? Well, because it seems to annoy you, Beetle. That's why.
It's Sarge funnier. Just sitting there listening to all
I just like
it.
How John Vegas is ignoring Sarge. Like, this isn't why I'm calling. I just want to warn you.
And I wonder if there is some sort of prank council on like Twitter that like get together and talk about these
things. Has John from Vegas ever not delivered when he has made a threat or a promise?
No, he's been fantastic.
Yep, I have a feeling this is
1,000% real. I find this very amusing to this day.
There are so many things going on right now.
I mean, this is all culminating. I mean, it's not just randomly calling into shows anymore. This is warnings and threats and militaristic operations.
Sarge, not talking to you. Okay, demand number one.
This guy just won. Stetson gets a fame. He's unbelievable. He's got like no life.
Told you.
He listens to the radio all the time. It's hysterical. I love it.
Right. Well, in fairness, Sarge, you're in for free food. You drove from Needham to Dorchester to prance around talking.
He's taking ownership of this whole thing, by the way. I think it's awesome.
Which he should. Yeah, you take ownership of it.
Who?
Sarge. Yeah, he's like, yeah, all right, they're saying my name.
Yeah, I've told you that a million times.
Yeah. No, I have no problem.
If he's not doing that, he's insane.
Yeah, right.
If he's not, he's far more well known
than anyone that has a similar job as his.
Sure.
Okay. Henry, hello.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
There's nothing funny about calling into radio programs, impersonating people, doing bits, and off-roading hot sports takes.
Right, thank you, Henry Rollins. What would you do to somebody who did that?
If I ever encounter this Sarge character or this John from Davies character, I will punch him in the chest.
Of course. Thank you, Henry Rollins.
Fair enough.
Call again. All right.
All right. So we continue.
Let me hear this threat.
All right. So Sarge and John from Vegas and Zolak and Bertrand.
He listens to the radio all the time. It's hysterical. I love it.
Right. You don't love it. I can tell the tone in your voice.
Oh, I love it. Bring it on, baby.
It sounds like it doesn't bother you at all, Sarge, for
no,
sure.
No, I love it, man. This is great. You're the man, Johnny. I love you, buddy.
Demand number one.
That was a laugh.
I wouldn't call that a laugh so much as a sinister warning.
Oh, boy.
The ghost of Sarge.
Whoops.
Oh, my word.
I screwed that up.
Demand number one.
Yeah.
Your show needs to have at least a monthly Sarge Sucks segment. And would you play your favorite calls?
We sort of do that already.
Yeah, I think we've already covered ourselves, at least for this month.
Then that shouldn't be a problem. And demand two should be very simple. All three of you, Mark, Scott, Robert, all three of you,
need to
say on air, admit that Sarge sucks on the radio and all the
flip. By the way, I'm getting notices here. It says the council is real and I'm part of it.
Yeah.
So there's people who are saying, yes, I am part of the council.
Yeah. Well, so John from Vegas is on Twitter. If you'd like to join his council.
He has an army, apparently.
And start growing the army and start being able to make real demands. No. Now.
But when will they attack? Like, I don't know what the plan is.
Or who. This might be a false. This might be like, you know, detonating like a dummy bomb over here, and then, you know, they're really looking to attack somewhere else.
Right, right.
So who knows? This could be a bait and switch situation. But, I mean, if that council grows powerful enough, I mean, Santa Sarge is coming to town.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
So we shall see.
Sarge.
I don't even want to know when it's coming.
The Sarge salute of the day.
John in Vegas, don't contact us. Don't tell us. I want to be surprised.
But we need to tell you something.
It's all good, baby. So,
Sarge here.
It's all good, baby.
Sarge. All right, well, I'm thinking about it. Be sure to tune in at 7:50, 8 o'clock tomorrow, because we will have a very, very special Christmas announcement that I have to believe is one of the only times on any radio show that no one will dislike.
Oh, I can't wait.
And by the way, the audience gets nothing except for entertainment. We're not giving away, you know, $10,000 for 10 days of Christmas.
But it's more than that. It's pure joy, however many days of Christmas there
That's
are.
Right.
Set, what, like 7:45 or so tomorrow?
Yeah, probably 7:50. We pop on in, and we start talking about what we're doing for Christmas. And not one of you, no matter age, sexuality, anything, political party, you will all be overjoyed with what we are doing.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.